Fairbanks Democrat David Guttenberg has monitored Alyeska and safety issues surrounding the pipeline his entire legislative career. He says the federal findings are not necessarily new events, but it is the first time they have been brought to the public's attention.
Alyeska, I think, has a long history of having accountants make the decisions instead of the maintenance people knowing what needs to be fixed before it breaks. So I think this comes as no surprise. I'm glad somebody's finally looking seriously at the problems and making sure they're fixed before more problems happen.
Guttenberg says there have been many problems and orders over the years, but many of them have been delayed and never properly addressed. He says previous delays are now, quote, coming home to bite them. He does not see the need for a system-wide, long-term shutdown of the line for the required maintenance.
Hopefully this is being much more proactive, catching up on things that should have been done long ago and making sure that that doesn't happen, that this is a not just a warning across the bow, but a standing there in front of them saying, you've got to fix this stuff, you've got to fix it now. Because it goes from being an accident to being negligent, and that changes the standard of why things happen considerably.
Guttenberg says the recent choice of Thomas Barrett as president of Alyeska will fit in well with improvements the pipeline needs. He says Barrett's experience as a former Coast Guard official will serve the company well in dealing with the regulatory process and in understanding the need for safety in pipeline operations.